Hello and welcome. You're listening to Speaking of Urology, the official podcast for Urology Times. As always, our commitment is to deliver urologists and allied health professionals timely and informative insights from leaders in the specialty. Our exclusive interviews bring expert analysis, practice advice, and policy perspectives to help our listeners practice more efficiently. I'm your host and assistant editor, Janelle Hart. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Chad R. Rich and Dr. Jonathan E. Katz. They give an overview of the app they co-created called Blatter, which was designed to help clinicians risk stratify their patients and manage their practices more efficiently. Rich is an associate professor of urology and associate director of UHealth International, and Katz is a PGY5 resident in the Miller School of Medicine at the University of Miami in Florida. Could you please describe the process of creating this app?
Basically, when we took a look at the guidelines, there's a very nice algorithm that if you go stepwise through it, you could map out at each stage, you know, what the next step would be based on the risk factors of a given patient. And we went through between the algorithm and the actual guidelines on the AUA non-muscle invasive bladder cancer webpage, you know, stepwise, what happens if a patient is this? And then what would the algorithm or our version, the application, you know, display for the end user?
Great. And how does the app work?
So basically anyone can go onto the application and put in patient information, and it will, based on the current guidelines from the American Urologic Association, give you sort of the risk stratification and what the next step in treatment and surveillance would be for each patient.
So one of the things that, you know, Dr. Katz has been very humble about is the fact that the process for designing the app actually took quite a few months. It's a very iterative process. So although the algorithm is very straightforward and it shows you if you have one particular risk group, you know, this is your next step, but mapping all these things into a basically real-time app that you can change and revise and go back and forth takes a serious amount of time. And Dr. Katz was basically there back and forth with my clinical input as a guideline panel member, showing him, you know, for each step, what the next procedure would be. And then we kept on constantly testing it to make sure that it made sense. So, you know, each version we found a little kink and we would fix it and then go back and forth. And he was really pretty much a genius when it came to coding and getting this in app form. And then in terms of other things with the app and how it works, the general idea is, so if you're in clinic and you have this app downloaded on your phone, because you can put a shortcut on your phone, the idea is instead of having to go online, find the guidelines, see where you are, you can actually take this app, click on it, it'll open it up, you risk stratify patients on there, and then just put in the clinical parameters, the grade, the stage of the non-muscle invasive bladder cancer, and then it will tell you what the next steps are. So it's meant to be very user-friendly. It's not a replacement for clinical judgment, obviously, but at the end of the day, the idea is that it shows you what your next steps are based on what the American Urological Association and SUO guidelines are for non-muscle invasive bladder cancer.
So why should urologists who treat bladder cancer know about and download this app?
I think what it comes down to is user-friendliness. The idea is that instead of having to look at several pages of guidelines or running through text and trying to find it, it's user-friendly. You know, you go, again, straight to your phone or to a website, and the website is www.blatter.com, and then you access it, and you can just put in the clinical parameters, and it will give you, you know, the next step in management pretty quickly. So any urologist who's treating bladder cancer who needs quick access to the guidelines but doesn't want to go through reading all the different things, they can download this app and use it right there in clinic.
Is there anything else you feel urologists should know about this app?
One of the first things urologists should know about the app is that it is, you know, it's based on the American Urological Association and Society of Urologic Oncology guidelines for the management of non-muscle invasive bladder cancer. It is not a replacement for the guidelines, and it's not a replacement for clinical judgment. We're basically just putting this into a user-friendly format. The second thing is that it's free online, so there's no cost to you to download or use the app. And then the third thing is we came up with this name Blatter, B-L-A-T-U-R, which is a play on words. It's both bladder and the T-U-R, which is the procedure used to diagnose and treat bladder cancer, transurethral resection. So that URL, www.blatter.com, is where you'll find the app, and you can pronounce it either way, bladder or bladder. I haven't decided which one I like best. I don't know what Dr. Katz prefers.
I'm a bladder kind of guy.
There you go.
So with this app, you know, it kind of just demonstrates that this world is becoming more centered around being mobile friendly and being accessible. So what do you think this app says about the future of healthcare?
I think a couple of things. One, you know, when coming up with guidelines, it is helpful to just immediately, when a panel makes a set of guidelines, to develop an interest for people to interact with those guidelines, sort of the way MDCalc has done that for many things. But some guidelines are more complicated than just putting it into a medical calculator online. And I think people should pay attention to that. But then also building on that, the next step really is to be able to collect data like this and to try to use AI in the future to predict treatment responses and to potentially better risk stratify patients using some of the data that is collected. I want to be clear, we're not collecting any data. We're not doing any of that. But in the future, I do think that will be possible and beneficial for patients.
Yeah, I agree. And I think to follow up on that, one of the key things here is in medicine, we're so reliant on electronic medical records and integration with this, and things like an app for guidelines can be easily integrated into an EMR, like, for example, Epic. You know, if you want to know what the next steps are, and let's say it was integrated into this app in particular, you have a non-muscle invasive bladder cancer patient. If you had a link in your Epic, you could go ahead and use it and then copy and paste, you know, the care plan from that app. Something like that would be the future. And I think there's a lot of ways that you can integrate medical apps into the EMR for use that will help to improve management and make us more efficient.
Be sure to subscribe to Speaking of Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. You can get the latest in urology news, practice management advice, and health policy updates by visiting www.urologytimes.com. Thank you for listening.